T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
Day one of the Major League Baseball lockout. Welcome, Cardinals fans. This is a safe place to discuss. We're here for you. Tom Ackerman with you on the Voice of the Cardinals, KMOX. We have a lot of topics to get to today. Amy Mark Scores is over there on Overtime. How you doing over
Good
there?
Good morning, Tom Ackerman.
Good morning to you. Michael Kelly is in the house as well.
Hey, buddy.
And we will get to a number of topics here today, including the MLB lockout as Major League Baseball came to a halt. If you have not heard, last night, 10:59 Central Time was the deadline, and right at that time, the owners, Major League Baseball, announced that they were officially locking out the players, first work stoppage in 26 years, moments after the expiration of the CBA that binds the owners and players union. The commissioner announced it. He also wrote a letter to the fans that you can read on MLB.com if you'd like, on the MLB app, because that's all that's on there. There are no players. There's no player content. They've wiped everything.
I saw that. It's so weird.
If you go to the Cardinals roster, there's no pictures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Just silhouettes. They can't talk to the players. They can't talk to the agents. They can't advertise ticket sales or anything like that and use players.
Yeah.
It's like they don't exist.
I saw the promotional days and the tickets, the promotion, since they can't use the players' names. For instance, it would say the Cardinals Knight third baseman jersey.
Yeah, that's where we are, Michael.
What do you think? I mean, do you think that we're headed towards the 90s prolonged? I mean, it took what happened here in St. Louis to really bring back baseball, the whole Maguire Sosa stuff. Do you think we're headed towards another situation like that, or do you think these folks are going to get it together?
Well, the difference, I'll answer that by saying the difference is this is in an off season. That was the players walked out in the middle of the summer, and it was abrupt, and people knew it was coming probably, but I remember it well, and it did not sit well with fans whatsoever. The difference is this is an off season, so normally there is no baseball, so you got a little time here to work with. But there is a significant gap between the players and the owners. Basically, it's this. The players want to get paid, and they want to get paid earlier. And they also feel like the teams that tank are hurting their value, and they don't like it. And so they are standing up to it, and the owners, trying to negotiate with them, have said, well, how about this? The fact that we are trying to negotiate with you. We are trying to work with you on this. But we also have a responsibility to our teams and to our money. It always comes down to money, doesn't it? So, you know, you look at these two and you say, you know, the players have an incentive to get the deal done because they're not going to get paid if they don't. But the owners are saying, you know, we want to make this service time age-based. So we're going to delay free agency till you're just about 30 years old, 29 and a half years old. We want to institute a salary floor to prevent teams from bottoming out payrolls, but it comes with a reduction in the luxury tax ceiling, which is already treated as a cap by most owners. The commissioner said in a letter to the fans that, you know, basically the players have it pretty good. You know, there's no salary cap that we spend. In fact, we just spent billions of dollars on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, so and then the players came back and said, well, here we go again. Same tactic that you always use. The tactics aren't new. We've been here before. Players will rise to the occasion time and again.
Yeah. What's interesting to me about baseball lockout strikes, and I'm guilty of this as well, Tom, in the past, you know, I think everybody sides with the owners because they think these players make too much money, et cetera, et cetera. I kind of am off that because I think the owners have helped create the problem that they have with these players. And, you know, I think the owners in the past have always done a good job in really turning public opinion on their side. And I'm not going to buy into it this year. When you're throwing $40 million around for Max Scherzer, and then you're going to sit there and plead and say, you know, this is a broken system. Well, you're breaking it.
Yeah, I am not going to take a side. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm not going to take a side in this. I'm actually, Amy, going to point the finger at both sides and say, please, please, please think about the fans. Please. Because in 1994-95, we lost a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it took a home run race and steroids to bring the game back. And Cal Ripken's streak also helped that along. But that was a bad time. And the NFL and the NBA are whipping baseball's butt right now in terms of ratings, in terms of eyeballs. And baseball's got a problem. This is not, St. Louis is different. This is a bubble that we just don't, if you don't understand, outside of St. Louis and a couple of markets, it's just not like it, like we experience here. We're all going to go back to the game and eat hot dogs and drink Budweiser. That's not how it is in other cities.
Yeah.
They've got a problem.
Yeah. No, and I'll say I probably represent and the average fan, even though I'm in the bubble of Cardinals Nation, I represent that average fan where my initial gut reaction is, holy cow, these guys are, you know, you had Max Scherzer signing for $43.3 million a year. Times are tough out here. All we want is a little break, right, from whether it's the supply chain or politics or lost jobs. I just want to go to a baseball game. I think it rubs people the wrong way, regardless of the facts.
Well, I'm glad we came out of the gate with that one. We will be your source for all information on the lockout. KMOX, stay tuned to that. If anything changes, I don't anticipate that anything dramatic is going to happen here soon. But to answer Michael's question, do I think this is going to, the season's going to be played? I do. I think they'll get to spring training and they will play a season. But until then, it's going to be tough to watch. Just be prepared for it. It's 8:39. Much more to come on Overtime next.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Yes, it is. And with Amy Mark Scores and Michael Kelly, I'm Tom Ackerman. Let's stay on the sports topic and then we'll shift to COVID. But I wanted to get to this, Amy and Michael. Mike Parson, the governor of Missouri, with $500 million or so headed to the St. Louis area with the settlement of the Rams and the NFL. Parson said his office is looking to reappoint or replace five of the 11 members of the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority who are serving in expired terms. All current members were appointed by Governor Nixon, who left office nearly 5 years ago. So he's getting involved. Will this make the process more complicated? What do you make of this, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he wants to replace these people now who have had expired terms. According to the Post-Dispatch, the current chairman, Jim Shrewsbury, his term expired in 2016, and he said he should have been replaced years ago. So it is something the governor should do. I know that St. Louis County Executive Sam Page and Mayor Tishara Jones also have a couple of slots that they are each allowed to appoint. So I guess no one thought too much or gave a lot of thought to the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority until you have $500 million coming this way and you realize some big decisions will be made.
Yeah, so it's well documented here on KMOX. I'm not a big fan of the governor, but I do appreciate what he's up to here, and I don't blame him. You know, the state of Missouri was a huge contributor to that dome that we have, and it would not have happened without the state's participation. And then nearly a third of that money will go back to an organization that they have some control over. This also puts a spotlight on something that's going on inside a government, and it's not just specific to the city and the county, but the state as well. And that is they're not filling these board appointments. If you started to look through, whether it be the Metro boards, the different various things that get appointed to, this is not unique where people are sitting on unexpired terms. So I'm hopeful that this may jumpstart our leaders at all levels of government to actually do what they're supposed to do in appointing people to these things. And I don't blame the governor with the state putting nearly a third of the money in for the dome that they want a little say in the action.
The first case of the Omicron variant is in the United States. That case began November 22nd. A traveler flew into San Francisco from South Africa. That person is a San Franciscan, was not identified, did not develop COVID-19 symptoms until Thanksgiving, Michael. 2 days later, on November 28th, they tested positive. Omicron is here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think COVID / all these variants may be with us for the rest of our lives if we don't find a way to try to eradicate this disease like we did polio. And unfortunately, I think this is going to be a cycle, Tom, over the next decade or so as we see these variants come, maybe even from the United States or other places, that we're going to continue this process. And really, it all comes down to whether or not we're going to be able to get people vaccinated to try to get somewhat closer to herd immunity or to be able to tamp this down in some way. And I don't have hope for that anymore.
First, I don't think I've ever said aloud the word San Franciscan.
Yeah.
San Franciscan. I like it. So 1 point to Tom. You know it was coming, right? This isn't a surprise. We knew Omicron would arrive in the United States sooner rather than later. The good news is, so far, there are a lot of question marks with is it more virulent? Is it more transmissible? You know, how are people responding to Omicron? And this particular person is in the process of recovering. They're still in self-quarantine, but the symptoms were mild and he or she is recovering. That person was also vaccinated but hadn't gotten the booster yet. But I think the fact that we're seeing the symptoms are mild and people are recovering, that is really, really good. Like, that's best case scenario, is that Omicron doesn't cause a severe reaction for people, because it's going to be here.
Yes, it is. The other big national story was the fact that Michigan prosecutors charged a teen with terrorism in a deadly mass shooting at his high school. This is made possible by a law enacted after the 9/11 attacks. The state's 2002 anti-terrorism law defines a terroristic act as one intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population or to affect the conduct of government through intimidation or coercion. Gun control advocates, Amy, who track gunfire incidents on school grounds, were not immediately aware of similar terrorism mm-hmm. charges having been filed in other states.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you do look at terrorism, you tend to go by the typical definition that there was an act of violence committed for a political cause, maybe against a government official, and we don't know the motive of this shooter yet. And I, from my understanding, it's the first school shooting that has also been designated a terrorist attack. I don't know legally then, moving forward, what does that mean? I imagine it changes the charges potentially for this 15-year-old who is being charged as an adult.
Yeah, I don't know that I have much to add other than throw the book at everybody on these school shootings, because, you know, we're not going to deal with the gun problem that we have in this country. Maybe this can be a deterrent. I'm doubtful, but throw everything at them.
Could they overturn Roe v. Wade? That is another big national story that is developing. We'll tackle that one next. It's 8:48.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's Overtime on KMOX. Tom Ackerman along with Amy Mark Scores and Michael Kelly. The Supreme Court spent nearly 2 hours on Wednesday debating what to do about a 2018 Mississippi law that banned abortions for women 15 weeks pregnant, roughly 2 months earlier than current Supreme Court precedent allows. Mississippi seeks the invalidation of the High Court's 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, establishing a woman's right to terminate an unwanted pregnancy, pushing instead to let elected officials decide how abortion should be regulated or prohibited. Michael, do you see this happening? Do you see Roe v. Wade being overturned?
Well, I sure hope not. But, you know, this may be the most consequential ruling that the court may make in my lifetime. I can't think of another bigger court ruling. Maybe the 2000 election that they weighed in on. This is, I'm not a court watcher. I can't give you the nuances of the case. I can tell you that the fallout from this is going to be significant no matter what direction it goes. And buckle up, everybody. We're going to start to have a conversation about abortion.
Right.
Again, in this country.
Yeah. And this is the most significant abortion case in, you know, a generation. And the court is debating whether or not there are constitutional protections for abortion. Roe determined that there was under the 14th Amendment's definition of liberty. What's interesting, however, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg had some interesting quotes about Roe v. Wade, and obviously she was a pro-choice advocate. But she said Roe was, quote, breathtaking in scope. And she said it was so big that while the courts at times, and rarely and carefully, but the courts at times have to legislate, right? They interpret the laws, but sometimes they effectively make a law. They must do so very, very slowly. She said doctrinal limbs too swiftly shape may prove unstable. And she saw Roe as breathtaking in scope, which makes it inherently unstable. And she even said it might have been more prudent for it to be narrower. If that is what the court decides and they overturn Roe, it's not a ban on abortion across the country. What happens is abortion then goes back to the states where it will be legislated. And in a way, I mean, abortion, the issue of abortion will be no longer determined by the court, which is unelected justices. It will go back to the people where it will be legislated by elected representatives. So it's interesting what happens with this, that people understand it. That means abortion goes back to the states, which means if you have a state that's very, very pro-choice like New York, abortion will most likely remain accessible and on demand. And if you have a state like Mississippi, it won't.
We have What's on Tap brought to you by CarStar, offering the highest quality repairs and customer satisfaction in the auto body repair industry. Backed by a nationwide warranty, works with all insurance companies. Contact-free service is available at CarStar, the auto body repair experts. Amy Mark scores What's on Tap for the show.
Well, we've got Chief Ron Battelle of Backstoppers talking about that incredible organization as we mourn the death of Officer Antonio Valentine, and also Derek Gould talking about the Major League Baseball lockout.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.